Anne Ribley here, and welcome to the September Harvest Full Moon with Equinox Energy Expansion, where the proportion of light and night is in harmonious balance. It's time to release, transform, and claim your connection to what's right at this time for you. Let it go. Most of us have been recovering from some life area that has tremendously stretched us, some soul stretching growth and healing. And we are feeling it now as we come up for some breathing space to allow ourselves to clear the heaviness. We've went through all these massive retrograde periods where there was multiple planets in retrograde that was placed upon our paths for the past several months. And what that meant for us was a lot of course correction, a lot of really looking at our intentions. The equinox energy brings a powerful energetic opening to a massive upgrade in consciousness, a clearing and claiming and expansion. It's the time of the year where the light of night and day are in proportion, are in harmony, in equilibrium of balance between each other. It's our mirror and our metaphor. It serves as a powerful time to call in our own equilibriums. Whatever has been weighing down in one way, now is the time to feel your lifting, a tilting towards the time of harvest that's ready to happen for you. What do you need to claim to harvest anew in your life? During this power time, give yourself the sacred gift of intention to release, to allow new beginnings, new blessings, to expand and upgrade your connection of consciousness, of connection between all of us, between the nature of ourselves, between the nature of our life. I've had the honor of doing this full moon ritual consistently as a spiritual practice for over the last 10 years with my family and my young boys growing up, who now my oldest just turned 18. And the number one thing that has been a heavy weight upon the masculine structure is they're not allowed to show or reveal their feelings. This is shifting. And I have very strong masculine sons. However, what I love with the consistency of giving them a time every single month to check in with what are they feeling, what feels heavy, what needs to be released, doing the spiritual housekeeping, allowing that introspection, it begins to allow us to use a proper projection of our power. Because things that are left unchecked inside of us, our ability as human beings to project energy is a superpower that we all contain. It's the ability to co-create and manifest. And this power can get misused when it's unconsciously being projected out into our world. This is a new place that we're understanding our power. And I love that this is a gift that I've been able to give to the new paradigm of how we're showing up with our feminine and masculine energy structures. What I am dedicated to is helping each and every one of you to live your inspired life. That's the true sense of being in spirit with yourself, so that you may access your natural prosperity. And prosperity is pro the spirit of you. And how we do this is by giving ourselves powerful transformational tools that allow us to get in sync with the nature of ourselves, our dreams, and what matters. So here we are in September at the equinox energy focus for the full moon. The first thing that we're being asked is to, number one, surrender the struggle. Where has there been a life struggle screaming for attention and healing in your life? This is a lot of what this retrograde period was about: course correction, redirecting our energy in a way that we're not getting bogged down with so much efforting. So look to your life. You have areas that have been easy for you to maintain a sense of harmony with, but you also have areas that want to be recalibrated into your personal balance of equilibrium so that you're creating a sustainable ecosystem with inside yourself and in the world that's built on well-being and health. So look to body health, a relationship or relationships, money, finances. Again, money and finances are transformational tools that we have in order to establish energy exchange between each other. And the more we can get non-personal with understanding these transformational tools with money and finances, the more we can own our power and not feel a spiraling scarcity, shrinking, and shame if it's a place that there's struggle with. How about your career? I know this is a big one for a lot of people, and opportunities that are in a place that feel like there's been a struggle to get it inspiring and in the power of what you want to be creating for yourself. Or you're in an environment that's not working. Whatever way it has shown up in your life, health, relationships, money, finances, career, opportunity, it's time to let go of all the striving struggle for relief. Allow the burdens of hurt, pain, suffering, and that struggle of efforting, feeling like you have to exhaust yourself by exerting yourself when you're out of the balance of what your true energy source is that inspires you, that brings you in the spirit of you, that promotes your prosperity, that is pro the spirit of you. Lay it down and allow it to be released. There's a new energy that's ready to come forward for you as you allow yourself to clear out the heaviness of these recent demands that have been pressing on you. Think of it in terms of weeding out the garden, the soil to your soul, clearing the clutter. We all know the power of when we clear out a space to bring in the new, how much more exquisite and elegant and beautiful and inspiring that is versus trying to take the new and place it upon the clutter and the old. So surrendering the struggle, just look to your life and see where it's been and release it. Secondly, truth, trust, transform. The growing truth of what life area is needed to grow stronger into alignment is bubbling clear to you at this time. You feel it, you know it, you recognize it more than ever. Release all the heavy energy or entanglements that have been holding you down or blocking you from the greater trust to transform into your expanding truth. Write it right with a ritual of release. Pen to paper, antenna to God, the universe. The power of this full moon is about illuminating, lighting your path. And to do that, you want to clear what's been heavy and bogging you down. And thirdly, this is about embracing your harvest of expansion. You are worth it. You are enough. There's nothing you have to do in order to claim the harvest of your expansion. Clear what is draining and depleting. Claim it right now. Speak the words, I am enough. Unhook all the energy drains that tell you, that show up, that make you feel as if you don't have enough, you're not enough, you need more. The light of your soul is always ready to shine. And there is no limit to that. It's ready to inspire your path. You are ready to be lifted and light. Name and claim your release. Give the boost of right action and right energy expansion for your personal cycle and season that is moving into the harvest for you. You are not being left out in life. Nothing is being withheld. This is your divine right to claim. Begin now and release whatever has felt heavy, whatever has felt blocking, whatever has been a cloak of clutter and resistance in your reality. Let it go. Release it. There's miraculous power that begins to open up in the open field of possibility. It's that quote by Rumi, "There is a field where there are no right and wrong doings. I'll meet you there." That's the quantum field. That's the possibility. And the minute we surrender the heaviness, the judgment, the resentment, the angst, whatever we feel that has been against us or we have been against, that's what the angst is. It's an against resistant reaction. Surrender that. When we do that, we open up the miraculous to shine through. And that is the metaphor we have during this full moon. It's the metaphor of nature saying, "Bring to me what feels dark and heavy, and I will light the path for you to see. I will light the path for you to know." And every one of us are available to this energy. It's a magnetic energy. The moon is the movement. The moon is what gets us unstuck in the nature of who we are. It's what keeps life moving. It represents that. And the magnetic poles, which are pulling the water and the ocean tides as it moves in and out of these different cycles and seasons, are also our reminder of the divine plan, of that the universal loving presence, intelligence is working in a rhythm and cycle, and you can access your own personal rhythm, cycle, and season of what wants to come through for you, what wants to harvest for you next. And do this, give this gift to yourself by relinquishing, releasing all that needs to be cleared so that you may walk one step at a time on your path with what is next. You matter. Your dreams matter. You living an inspired life that lights you up matters. Wishing you the fullness of the spirit of who you are. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.